Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Listen to the wind blow.
Little Fleetwood Mac bringing us back 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Joe Barker is our guest, our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Five Regions of the Future. His new film is called Innovation at the Verge, and you can find all that at joelbarker.com. Right, Joel?
Yep.
So check all that out.
Starthrower.com, too.
Say that again.
Starthrower.com.
Yes. Starthrower.com, a story I tell quite often. Joel, by the way, folks, is a world-class futurist. He is virtually without peer, in my opinion, in the work that he does. And, Joel, another thing that you want to talk to us about today is some information about the Ice Age, so that you've learned about the last Ice Age. Now, this is going to be fun. Go ahead.
This is, again, new data. You know, one of the things that's been going on the last year, in fact, it really has irritated me, is people have been saying bad things about the climate scientists, like, oh, they're doing this just to get money. They really aren't. They're doing it because they have children and grandchildren, and they know they're going to have great-grandchildren, and they'd like them to live in as good a world as we're living in, you know, in terms of climate. And we, by the way, we've had it pretty good for the last couple of thousand years when you look at the whole climate data thing.
Right.
Well, one of the questions that always comes up is, well, could there ever be another ice age? You know, we talk about global warming. Well, we don't have to worry about it. Actually, global warming can set off an ice age.
Ah.
So that's what they're watching. Anyway, well, here's one of the questions. How long does it take for an ice age to kind of settle in?
Mm-hmm.
And the worst-case scenario that had been set up was it could happen as quickly as 10 years.
Wow.
The new data says it can happen in a year.
Wow. But you don't mean 10,000 years ago, Kentucky was under 5,000 feet of ice, and there were two kinds of elephants roaming there. You don't mean that kind. It can't go to that level of ice age in 1 or 5 years.
No,
10 years. You just mean the trend. The trend tipping in that direction.
Yeah, and tipping
quickly,
completely. Because what happens is you keep snow on the ground for the whole year.
Right.
And the result is the reflection of the sun starts throwing the sun's heat off because the snow reflects so much.
Right.
And then very rapidly it moves.
Yeah.
But
that's what
nobody nobody in the climate community thought it could happen just, you know, in a 12-month turnaround. And the new data coming out of Ireland says that's exactly what happened in this most recent ice age.
Well,
1 year later, it was as if you had moved Ireland above the Arctic Circle.
Well, you know, John Christie, Dr. John Christie, is a Nobel Prize winner. And it's coincidentally, you'll get a kick out of this, talk about irony. He was a co-recipient of the same Nobel Prize that Al Gore won. He was the lead author of a document that was given the Nobel Prize, which he didn't get much press out of it about that, even though he was the co-recipient, he and some other scientists. You know why he didn't get much press out of him winning the Nobel Prize along with Al Gore? He completely disagrees with Al Gore.
Yeah.
Now, isn't that interesting? But the thing is, you said people are beating up on the climate scientists. Yeah. It's important to point out, Joel, that there are more than one kind of scientists with differing views on this.
And,
one of the points I wanted to make though about your ice age, and I've seen some of that information too. Here's a question I've had. What if we go too far? I don't trust some of the climate change people with our climate enough to because I don't. They haven't convinced me that they won't go too far. What if they tip us into global cooling, Joel?
Yeah,
isn't that a good question?
Methane is bubbling out of the permafrost in the Arctic area. We've never seen that in any historical record, and methane is 20 times. Better at capturing and holding heat than CO2 is. So that's not a statistic, and that's not a correlation. You can go up and measure this stuff. And the acidification of the ocean, it is 30% more acid than it was pre-industrial years, and it's making it hard for crustaceans and hard-shelled animals to make a shell hard enough to protect them from the predators.
Mm-hmm.
So these are really measurable. This is not I think I'll put my numbers together and make it work. You can actually walk up and see it. the dance that we have to do now is, what's the balance to get it back
right.
in balance so that we do not go mm-hmm. too warm, but we don't go too cold? Because too warm melts Greenland,
right.
stops the Gulf Stream circuit, freezes
right.
all of Northern Europe. Too cold, we get an ice age again.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, we are at that point where we have to deal with the issue rather than to say it's
one
not happening.
One thing about it, in the lifetime of people who are alive right now,
yeah.
what you and I are talking about will come to pass.
Yep.
One of those.
Will come to pass.
It won't stay status quo as we've had it
no.
in the last 100 years. It'll be different. I think you're right
yeah.
about that. Hey, Joel, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Good.
We'll see you next
good
time.
Talk.
Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen. JoelBarker.com. Be sure to check that out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.